It is a Veterans Day edition of What's on Your Mind. We're live in Jamestown today. Jim, the flagpole guy, is erecting a flag at the site of the new central sales location, which is right along I-94 that's going to go up during the They're constructing a new facility here that's under construction. The official groundbreaking and ceremonies are happening a little later on this morning. But the flag is going up today. So what a day to celebrate our veterans with a flag raising that will become an iconic location here along I-94 for those that travel through Jamestown. We are just a little bit to the east of the Jamestown Hospital and the new Ann Carlson Center. So if you're looking for it, it'll be on the south side of I-94, just a tish to the west of Jamestown and just east of the hospital. So right on the western edge of Jamestown today along I-94. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here on site. We're going to chat with him a little later on. Of course, himself a veteran. Wanted to celebrate veterans today. To help us honor veterans today, we'll need you, our fine listeners, to tell us about veteran family. Want to tell those stories. This is a tradition we started long, long ago on What's on Your Mind, where we just give a shout-out to veterans that maybe haven't had a shout-out before and have their story told by their family members and their loved ones, or those are veterans that our great-grandparents or grandparents or dads, uncles that have left us, or whether that's veterans that still today are here building this country. Speaking of which, you know, we're going to celebrate folks that build things today on the program today. In the case of Central Sales, you've got a third-generation owner, Jeff Romsdahl, and he had a grandpa and a dad that died too young, and he's carrying on that tradition here at Central Sales. And I'm looking over a construction site and thinking of Jeff and his dad and his grandpa that started businesses that are owners that build things. Think about them. I also want to think about the folks from Wild CRG, the construction group here that is building this. We got High Power Crane out of Fargo. I mean, these, again, are, you know, the contractors and the folks that roll up their sleeves every day and go to work. Just celebrate them today on the program as well, and have the grittiness of our veterans when it comes to building things and building America. So lots to celebrate today on the program, that's for sure. And we're looking forward to doing that today from Jamestown and watching another flag go up. I forget how big the flag is, but I know the flagpole itself is, I believe, the highest of any flagpole in North Dakota. So this will be a new landmark along I-94 that we'll celebrate today. So for those of you that would like to celebrate a veteran today on the program, a couple of ways to do that. I love it when people call and just tell the stories of their veterans. And that could be as simple as a shout-out to a particular family member by name and tell us a little bit about their service. If you have a particular story you want to share, we literally welcome it all today on the program. You call us at 701-271-1100. You text us at 701-237-1590. You can email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. scotth@flagfamily.com. We'll be watching the email inbox to the studio as well. studio@flagfamily.com. studio@flagfamily.com. So lots of ways for you to do that today on the program, and we certainly welcome that. Little recap from the weekend that we're going to focus in on. Last night we found out our friend Tom, who's been a regular guest of ours over the last 4 years. Tom Homan, you may remember, former director of ICE, goes back to the Reagan years, served Republicans of note, of Democrats, from the Reagan years forward through to Trump. And I remember him well, the first time I interviewed him, telling me that he'd never seen anything like Donald Trump when it came to actually fulfilling promises. Well, Tom Homan was named to a position that'll oversee all things to do with the border and the deportation last night. So good news there. And Tom Homan, Just a total no-nonsense guy all the way. I like this idea. Not so fond of the term czar, but it's been coined in different fashions before. It's not a term that meshes well with the United States Constitution. I get the idea. Doug Burgum has also been floated as a type of czar as well. The czar positions essentially are meant to mean sort of a whole of government approach. So from the standpoint of the border, you got a former ICE director who's coordinating all levels of government to make sure that Donald Trump's promise of deportation be fulfilled. There's all kinds of bedwetters and hand wringers that are like, oh, it's going to cost too much money, and oh, is it practical, and how do you go about it? It's not what Donald Trump was elected to do. Wring his hands. Elected to get a job done and go to it. So this is going to be fascinating to watch. In the case of Burgum, the idea that's being floated, I don't know if this is going to come to fruition or not, but would be the same kind of thing. Energy would be under his purview. So you wouldn't necessarily put him as energy secretary. But what you'd put him in is in, an energy czar type position, so that you're saying, let's make sure the energy department, let's make sure the interior department, let's make sure every function of government, by the way, this pertains to international relations, and whoever the secretary of state is, that all levels of government under a Trump administration would be acting with the mindset that American energy is first, and that we're not going to buy from our enemies anymore. We're going to produce American energy, and we're going to get back to, as it was during the Trump years, exporting American energy. So that's something to look forward to, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program as well. Bob is from where, did you say, Chris?
Bob is from Bismarck.
Bob in Bismarck, first to go on a Veterans Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Hey, Bob.
Good morning. See, it's now showing that John Thune it's now showing that our two senators are going to vote for John Thune for Senate Majority Leader, and it's just he's the head of the old guard there, and he once said Trump should step down and Pence should step in. He's a total rhino, and they're going to handicap Trump and all of his appointments for the next 2 years. This is the old guard and the Senate stepping in.
Well, what you're talking about is the race for Senate Majority Leader. Senator Cramer was with us on the air on Friday, said pretty clearly he had not made a decision. Said there is an event on Wednesday in which all three candidates, which are Dakota, who is the leading candidate right now, if the whip count is accurate that was released, you don't really know. You know, it's sort of what each camp kind of suggests. And so any suggestion that Cramer is a Thune vote, I think, is inaccurate based on what Senator Cramer said himself on Friday. And that was that he was going to go to this forum on Thursday where all three candidates are going to be there. And, you know, every senator has some things that they want to see happen. And so they're going to find out from which of these candidates are going to make that happen. So I don't know that we know who the Senate Majority Leader is going to be yet. I think it's a little bit early to say.
On X, there's all of X is talking about there's a definitive list out there that's got them all listed. And it's
It's really easy to put something on X and say it's a list. How do you know? In other words, For one, you've got Thune and Cornyn saying who they're going to vote for, right? Yeah. The list. I've seen the list. It says Thune's going to vote for Cornyn.
Charlie Kirk is saying this, and other big guys on X are saying this already. So I encourage everybody to call our two senators and tell them not Thune, not Cornyn. Rick Scott is who we need. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. Let your senators know who you want. But what I'm getting at is don't believe every list you see on Thune, because I can tell you from Cramer's own comments to us on Friday, the list is inaccurate in that it has him voting for Thune.
Okay,
you follow
I
me?
Get that. Mark my words, these guys are going for a total power grab.
Yeah, I don't. First of all, I think that with the mandate that Donald Trump has, whoever the Senate Majority Leader ends up being is going to understand that they have to defer to the President of the United States. And to do otherwise is due to their political chances. Now, both John Thune and John Cornyn have said things that are critical of Donald Trump in the past, a lot of which are coming up now. So that's why I think Rick Scott is in favor. But Rick Scott's run for Senate leader before and not been able to break much above 10, 11 votes. So, again, right. He's going to have to.
Could you please hold an on-air poll to find out what North Dakotas want?
Well, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be great. Fantastic.
Yeah. But, again, I think if North Dakotans said 99% to 1, they wanted Rick Scott. It doesn't mean Rick Scott's going to be the next leader. You follow what I'm saying? This is a Senate leadership race among 53 senators who ultimately have to decide who they want. And by the way, it's interesting. Donald Trump came very close to endorsing Thune, we understand, and was convinced to stay out of the race. And you've not heard who he is right now. So you have some individuals advocating for Rick Scott, but Trump's not saying that. So I think Trump's respecting the process to say, go in there and pick the best leader. And so to Kevin Cramer's point, let's have a forum. Let's hear from each of these. What do they stand for? What are they for? And then decide. But I think anytime you have a decision by a member of the United States Senate from a state you represent, absolutely let them know what you want. Let them know what you think. Yep. No doubt about it.
These guys represent the old guard, and I really want an on-air poll to find out where North Dakota's stand. These senators, yes, please.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. 701-271-1100 is our telephone number, 701-271-1100. I think the most important thing is that Mitch McConnell's gone. That's what I think, which is very good news. All right. You can call and let us know who you're at, where you're at on that as well. We'll be happy to pass that along to the senators and let them know. I want to make today about veterans, however, and building things. That's why we're in Jamestown to see another great American flag be raised on Veterans Day. How appropriate is that? A new landmark along I-94. Jim, the flagpole guy, is going to tell us about this project coming up. Bridget Riedel is going to be talking ag. And you get to celebrate veterans on Veterans Day. Tell me a story about a vet in your life at 701-271-1100 today on the program. Don't go away. More from Jamestown and Central Sales, brand-new location along I-94, coming up. Don't go away. Hey, I got a great pair for you today to talk about. Our friends at Chose Investments are the go-to source if you're looking to develop land, buying or selling land, finding that perfect location. Talk to them first at Chose Investments, KJOSinvestments.com, KJOSinvestments.com. And then once you find that perfect land and you need to find yourself a builder to get post-frame construction done in that location, Thor Buildings is the place you want to do that. Thor Buildings post-frame construction for ag and the commercial industries are the go-to source. They are the best of the best. Pricing, planning, construction of your building from start to finish. Together, they'll help bring your next building project to life. So don't settle for anything less than the best. And by the way, guaranteed upfront pricing, too. That's one of the great features they bring at Thor Buildings, where you're going to know upfront what the price is. No games there. Same crew on allops.com. Bridget Riedel is here, our Flag Family Ag Director, talking ag today. A little fired up about the NDSU Harvest Bowl. How you doing, Bridget?
Fantastic, and happy Veterans Day to so many. And Scott, let's not forget that 44% of our military is comprised of folks who come from rural areas, small towns, farms, and ranches. So thank you to so many who have served. Greatly appreciate it.
No kidding. Yep. The folks that build America, keep Scott, America going, feed America, feed the world, right?
Absolutely. And we will be celebrating them coming up on Friday. North Dakota State University has Harvest Bowl. This is a celebration of agriculture as well as athletics. A lot of students who are in college athletics major in ag, and you're going to be able to see them being recognized at a banquet on Friday night. There'll be the football game on Saturday and so much more. If you have an interest in being at the banquet and just seeing the scholarship awards and what's going on in agriculture today, feel free to give NDSU's Alumni Foundation a call and sign up for the banquet. Also, while you're doing that, University of Minnesota is putting on a tax course for farmers. And I think this is pretty helpful. We're rolling into the end of the year. It's time to start looking ahead as to what we need to get done with our accountants. Some of you do your own bookwork. And so the St. Cloud Income Tax Short Course will be November 21st and 22nd through University of Minnesota Extension. And this is good not only for certified public accountants to get additional credits for their continuing education, but if you want to participate and learn more because you're just getting into it in agriculture, you're a farmer and wants to know more, you can certainly sign up to do that and drop me an email, ag@slagfamily.com, and I can give you the link in which to sign up. One of the things that we're watching is the fertilizer market at this time of the year, and really, we shouldn't be surprised if we see that there could be some potash production and exports reduced. Belarus and Russia account for about a third of the world potash production. Cutbacks would make that nutrient a lot more expensive. So if you as a farmer are looking at potash, and I think there's enough supply on hand right now for fall, think ahead to spring. We took a lot of potash out of the ground with a big crop this year, and be planning ahead that in case we have any shortfalls, making sure you get enough product in place when you need it. And last of all, we've been talking a lot about dollars and cents, Scott. Preserving that working capital is going to be vital going into 2025. Some of those strategies, if you haven't already been budgeting, doing your financing and planning, looking at cost control measures, but above all, a good relationship with your lender, because we are seeing a 40% increase in the amount of loans that are being made to farmers. And of that, a large percentage of them are growing in dollar amounts. What used to be under $1 million, we're seeing many, many more operating loans operate at the above $1 million level. Quite a number, actually. What's going on?
So not only is the dollar amount up, but you're saying the actual amount of loans out there, did you say up 40%?
Yes. Yep. The number of loans being made are up tremendously as well. So, and a lot of that has to do with inflation.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously input costs up, but also the price of commodities down. What is the forecast for, are prices coming down? We see inflation easing a little bit. Obviously, a big part of the election we just finished. So obviously, there'll be some robust activity on that coming up. But what's the forecast for some significant change there? Is there optimism going forward, or concern, or how would you describe it?
I think there's optimism, but I don't think we're going to see it by spring. You have folks that are sitting on some pretty high inventories of expensive product that need to get moved. It's going to be hard to do that without major write-offs, and not everyone can afford to do that. If we're going to see changes in that marketplace, they will happen over the next few months, but let's not expect that everything will come down by March. I don't think that would necessarily be the answer to us.
I was just going to ask you, how about on the commodity price side? What do folks think there? What do they anticipate with I think it's fair to say more aggressive trade policies coming from the Trump administration going forward? What on the price side, the other side of the ledger, what kind of conversations are you hearing?
I think that's a pretty mixed review right now, because there's great concern about what potential tariffs could do. Will other markets globally be able to pick up where, say, China gets impacted? And what will that look like? Plus, farmers are consistently looking for more diversification. We have a glut of corn and soybeans right now globally. What other things can we be raising going into next year that would help reduce that inventory but give us a profitable place to farm? We're not exactly sure what that looks like yet. In the cattle market, those folks are pretty happy. They have had a great opportunity in the last year or two to continue to take some profit out of the market, because it doesn't happen very often that the cattle markets are high and have been consistently.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a long time on the opposite side of the ledger that they're making up for there, right?
Far more often. And speaking of cattle, we know that there was a lot of injuries that happened in western North Dakota with the wildfires earlier this year. Early October, not just this year, but early October. And there will be a fire relief benefit that will be on November the 16th from 11 to 4. That's in Tioga. So for those of you who are in the Tioga area Make sure that you attend. And for others who want to try to give your support in any way possible, let me know. Again, you can email me, ag@flagfamily.com. I'll share that information with you about that benefit in Tioga for fire relief for the five families that were severely impacted by that, whether it was by loss of home and loss of life.
And real quickly, a check presentation coming up this week for our friends at Farm Rescue from the Here We Grow project this year, right?
We're going to do that Wednesday. We're going to let you know what our bushels were per acre. We're going to give our profits to Farm Rescue. And thank you, everyone, for following along. I think our last videos are just now appearing as you see what we did in the combine, as we stored it in the bin, and so much more.
But there were profits. That's pretty good. You guys, you overperformed plenty with this challenging time. We'll find out Wednesday. Thanks, Bridget.
Have a great day, guys.
Our Flag Family Ag Director, Bridget Riedel, checking in. She always does Mondays on the program. Jim Guy about to put a landmark along I-94, celebrating America as we celebrate our veterans on Veterans Day. We'll chat with him next. Don't go away. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, celebrating veterans today on Veterans Day, and we need your help doing that. If you got a veteran in your family, at your workplace, wherever it might be, any veteran you know that needs celebrating, it's as simple as a phone call to us today at 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. You can email studio@flagfamily.com. Jot those numbers down. I'll tell them to you again in a second here. Any way you want to celebrate a veteran, you got carte blanche to do it today on the program. We do this often on Veterans Day, and it's a great little tradition just to remember those that have protected and defended the greatest country on the face of the earth. Lots to celebrate in America right now after an election that looks to be a great reset. And that work already underway to get Donald Trump, the folks in line that he needs to get the job done and make America great again. We'll talk a little bit about some of that that's happening. Big vote in the Senate coming up on who the majority leader is. I think that's happening on Thursday. I know they're meeting on Wednesday. We talked to Senator Kramer about it on Friday. He had said he has not yet made a decision on who he will support, and it largely will come down to what kind of process they each pledged to undertake. And there was some discussion about that over the weekend related to recess appointments as well. Looks like they're all in agreement that that needs to happen. I mean, the most important thing is the games that can be played in the Senate. You need a majority leader that is going to checkmate the Democratic minority when it comes to trying to thwart the Trump agenda best they can within the rules. So we'll talk a little bit about that today. I really want to celebrate veterans today, though. I mean, that's what I'm here to do. And one way we're celebrating veterans is I've come to Jamestown today. I'm in the middle of a construction site along I-94. The south side of I-94, just a little bit to the west of Jamestown, and just east of the new Ann Carlson Center and the hospital, where Central Sales is constructing a new location, and they are about to erect the largest flagpole, the highest flagpole in the entire state of North Dakota at 150 feet. It's going up during the show today. Jim, the flagpole guy, is on the job. He's going to tell us about that, a good veteran himself, in just a moment. So stay tuned for that story coming up on the program today. So we're going to have some fun today celebrating veterans and flying the flag in Jamestown off I-94. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, is here to tell us a little bit about the weather statewide before we get cranking on the program today. Jim, the flagpole guy standing by, hang tight for that. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, what's on your mind, sir?
And good morning, Scotty, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. We should have a week for them instead of just a day, but hopefully all the veterans can celebrate today, and today, weather-wise, we'll cooperate in case there's any travel involved. Partly cloudy skies across the entire state as we head into the afternoon. A little breezy out west as winds start to increase out of the southeast. We'll have highs today in the mid-40s out west and upper 30s to low 40s in the central and east, so pretty close to where we should be for this time of the year. And then we turn windy statewide tomorrow. There will be a few light showers on a cool front out west. We'll have winds gusting at or over 40 miles an hour in the central and east, with highs in the low to mid-50s in the western part of the state, mid and upper 40s in the central and east. And again, just a few light showers spreading from west to east throughout the day tomorrow, but don't expect much. And then Wednesday, we'll have partly cloudy skies in the east, sunny in the central and west, with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Still no signs of any winter weather. In fact, on this day 2 years ago, Scotty, the central part of the state was buried in 2 feet of snow, blizzard conditions, and the eastern part of the state had an ice storm. So it could be a lot worse on this Veterans Day weather-wise, as 2 years ago, much of the state was shut down.
I remember that all too well. I was out in Bismarck for a basketball tournament game.
Yeah,
and it was not fun.
Yeah, so this winter, or at least the start of an early winter, is not in the cards this year.
Nobody's going to complain. We'll take the precip, but the temps have been just glorious. It's been wonderful to extend this fall season well into November like that. Thank you, Dino. Appreciate
it.
Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here, having us at a construction site, Central Sales Building, a brand new location, and today a 150-foot flagpole is going up. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm well, Scott. Thank you so much. It's been 8 years since I heard you on the radio, and a gentleman, I think his name was Jack, called and said, where do I get a flagpole? And you said, I don't know. Let's ask our listeners, where's Jack get a flagpole?
And the rest is history, as we say.
900 or so flagpoles since then.
Is that right? Wow.
Replaced shoulder. Many trucks broke down. Many nights away home from my wife. Thank you, wife, for letting me do this. Lots of affirmations from so many good people. I lost my son during that time. But, you know, we've grown. We now are in Mandan, and we have location with the shop and the showroom. I call it the showroom showroom. And we have wonderful people that come in and purchase flags and just say hi, and they want to stop in when they come to Bismarck. And this, the affirmations are wonderful. The best part of the job is the people.
It's so great. It's so great. Let me start by thanking you for your service to this great country. Semper Fi, good Marine.
Semper Fi.
God bless you.
1391 bulk fuel specialist from 83 to 87. Got to go to Okinawa, Japan. Spent a lot of time on the East Coast and the West Coast. And learned a lot. Grew up. And, you know, Marine Corps will make a man out of you. And, well, here I am.
You feel special on Veterans Day? You feel the love from fellow Americans?
Yes, even today, I'd even like to, I think my aunt and uncle are listening in Michigan right now, and I love you guys, and a great veteran is my uncle William Swartout, and he's listening right now, and he was in the Navy, and I think he probably had more service to our country after, as he's been on many flag details and color guards, and he's done a lot for veterans throughout his life, and he's still doing it. You know, my dad was in the Navy. My uncle was in the Marine Corps. My both grandpas were in World War II in the Army.
Wow.
You can even go back to 1777, where Captain Oliver Perry Abraham Swarthout gave the blue of his jacket for the first flag of the United States that flew over Fort Schuyler.
So you were made to do this.
I found that out after I became the flagpole guy, and I kind of feel like I'm ordained by God to do this job.
No, it's amazing. It's a great story. There's no doubt about it. And you know, the road warrior that you are, you're all across North Dakota. You're celebrating all the great things about North Dakota, and we love our veterans here. We revere our veterans here, and so it's great to be here with you on Veterans Day for sure.
And what a culmination! You know, we're installing the largest flagpole in North Dakota, and you know, it's sometimes not about size, but it's about how you love it. And but you know, it's nice because the flagpoles that are big around North Dakota, that people always ask, did you put that one up? Did you put that one up? And you know, I don't get to put everyone up, but people notice those big ones and they're in awe of them. They just love them,
especially when you're traveling. You know, I think of you know, so many of them that are out there that just give you a lump in your throat and really cause you to gaze at that beautiful Old Glory, and this one along I-94 being the tallest, and obviously a monster is going to be something a lot of people are going to see every day going east and west on I-94.
Well, you know, working here for these weeks, boy, the constant semi-traffic that goes by, you know, so much commerce is moved by tractor-trailer, and just hundreds and hundreds every day, and plus all of the cars. You know, everybody's going to be able to see that. And, you know, it brings a smile to a lot of people. That's for sure.
Yeah, so that's it's fun to be part of a little bit of North Dakota history today as the tallest flagpole goes up. And how big's the flag?
30 by 60.
We're going to see that from a few miles east and west, aren't we?
Well, my house is 24 by 42. You can put the whole thing right over the roof. It'll cover all the windows, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be wonderful to see that flying high above Jamestown here today for sure. So that'll be fun. We also want to celebrate some of the folks that are building things here today. We'll talk about them in a little bit. Hang tight here, Jim, and we'll talk about them when we come back after a short break. And again, want to celebrate veterans today. So if you've got a vet in your family, do me a favor. Give us a call at 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. You can also email studio@flagfamily.com. So call us, 701-271-1100. Text us at 237-1590. Tell us a story about a vet in your life. Family member, co-worker, just somebody you want to celebrate. It's a great day to do it on Veterans Day, live from Jamestown in the new location of Central Sales under construction. More after this. Back on What's On Your Mind, live at Jamestown today, brought to you in part by our friends at Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry. Appreciate their fine sponsorship. Dean and the weather a little earlier telling you about what was happening there. So appreciate the good folks at Schmidt's for making our broadcast possible each and every weekday on What's On Your Mind. Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry, 42nd Street, 32nd Avenue, South Fargo. In-house custom goldsmiths. That's right. SchmidtsJewelry.com to find out more. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. We're raising a flag today in Jamestown in celebration of veterans. And there's other people you want to celebrate today, too, isn't there, Jim?
Yeah, I'd really like to praise the contractors and owner of this establishment. And they've been such a big help, you know, this being the big one. You know, I'm kind of used to coming in and, I don't know, I just do what I do, and I do it fast and hard and get it done. And
that's how you've built 1,000 flagpoles in a few short years.
Well, when you roll in with the biggest flagpole in North Dakota, the contractors are like, all right, how you doing this? I'm like, well, I'm going to do it like this, that, and now. They're like, wait. Well, you know, they kind of guided me a little bit on how they wanted it performed on their job site. And they've been such gentlemen. You know, Wild CRG, Mike Wild and his crew, they've been very merciful and kind, corralling me and directing me. You know, it's not really any too bad different than anything I've done before. It's just when you come into another person's setup and when they're operating, they, you know, they this is their job site, and they want to have some collaboration, and just to make sure that everything is, you know, because they don't know how I operate, and they just they've helped. And but, you know, that's being American. You know, as they have assisted me on this, you know, they did it in a, I don't know, this is Veterans Day, you know, it's a very American kind of way, you know, the professionalism, the exceptionalism, the kindness. They've all showed upon me. And as, you know, I worked with their subcontractors and everything. They've really been a big help, and I really like this Mike Wild and wildcrg.com. They're very helpful.
And, of course, they're building the new location of Central Sales.
Yes.
And that's a great story, too. We're going to talk to Jeff a little later on, but he's, what, third-generation owner?
Yes, he is. Both his father and grandfather helped build this. Yep.
And I want to celebrate those builders today, too.
Yeah, and Sherbensky here locally in you know, Jamestown. You know, I first used them when they helped me move. They helped me take the flagpole out of the Perkins location here in Jamestown when they closed down, and we moved that into Bismarck there for Capital Equipment. Rick Roan, great American. You know, Sherbensky was there. They've got great equipment, and they've got great staff here. Matt is the site supervisor. He's been very helpful. Very professional. And, you know, high power crane just rolled in. Look at that crane, Scott. How about how beautiful that is?
You need a crane to put up a 150-foot flagpole, turns out, don't you?
It's a 170-ton crane. And it look how beautiful that crane is. And look at how it they just they brought their crew and they're assembling the crane. You know, it comes in two trucks. They brought a semi with all the weights and everything. It's not something that you just throw up very quick. But, you know, when you put up a 100, you know, the flagpole's 165 feet, right? So you got to get above that. You know, you need to be up a couple hundred feet. And they came in with a very nice piece of equipment. I know this is going to go well. And I'm really happy for High Power Crane. And I'm happy for everybody here, including Jeff Ramsdale, who's the owner of Central Sales. And we're going to hear from him in a little bit, too. So,
exactly right. We're celebrating getting things done today, aren't we?
Well, it's Veterans Day. You know, veterans brought us all these opportunities, and we're going to celebrate them. We're going to celebrate America.
Exactly right. And what better way to do it than put up the tallest flagpole in the state of North Dakota right here along I-94 at the new Central Sales location. That'll be a great way to celebrate Veterans Day for sure. And a little bit of rain here, it looks like, over the weekend. We got a little bit of a mud hole going on.
Well, this job's been hard on me. You know, I've been fighting the mud. You walk around here, and because it's a job site, right, it's all unearthed and everything. Your feet are about 12 pounds apiece. So I fought through that the whole time, and, well, we were hoping, you know, we'd get one day out of it dry, but that's all right. Sherbansky came in, pushed all that top mud off. The crane got in here. Look at his tires are barely dirty. So we're able to get past the mud and, you know, put this thing together.
What else do you want our listeners to know about today and about what you do day in and day out at Jim the Flagpole Guy, ndflagpoleguy.com?
Well, what I want people to know is it's not so much, well, I like to say thank you, Lord, for my wife. And she's been so patient and kind. And she came down. You know, I had a little spill last week.
Of course you did.
I kind of fell on my head and my shoulder from about 6 feet. And it's a good thing I hit my head first because then I didn't shatter my shoulder. You know, I had a new shoulder replaced. I got a chunk of titanium in there. But my wife came by. She was supposed to go on the pink bus this weekend. And She forewent that trip, and she nursed me this weekend. So I'd like to say thanks for her. But I'd like to say thank you to all of the people that affirm me and all the people that share their flags, pictures of their flag. You know, they'll be sitting in their yard, say July 4th or something, and the fireworks will be going off in the back. And they take pictures and they share them with me, and even Veterans Day. You know, even a gentleman, Kevin Nick, you know, he's a listener of yours. He sends me pictures, and multiple other people.
As a way of saying thank you for putting up that flag and allowing those memories to be so much more fulfilled.
All of those people that have had their flagpole go up, it's their shine never kind of goes away. They demonstrate their gratitude by sending me affirmations throughout the year. And that's kind of what keeps you going, you know, because, like I say, I'm gone all the time. You know, it's kind of lonely out here. It's hard. It's all the behind-the-scenes things really require a lot of a man, you know, and a couple. And my wife, she has been very kind. But, you know, the people that affirm it, it's all for a good reason. You know, everything's a season. Sometimes life is a season of hardship, but this hardship is always peppered with affirmations and kindness. So
gratifying work, as tough as it is.
Yes, very much so. And I'm very happy to be part of it. And it's been, well, over 8 years now. And with all of the good things that have happened, this days like today gives you that shot in the arm where you just want to keep going.
It's so great. What time's the flag going to go up for folks that are traveling 94 today, do we think?
Well, we're hoping around 10:30, quarter to 11.
All right. So probably before we're done on the air here today.
Yep. We want you to announce that baby going up.
That's going to be great. Well, thanks for everything, as always. And we'll get a little report from you a little later on how things are going on. We're going to talk with some of the folks out here as well that have made today possible. And we're going to celebrate veterans just for you.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like everybody to celebrate Jeff Ramsdale, his Central Sales, and his third generation ownership of this business, and the the sacrifices his father and grandfather made for them.
We'll chat with him a little later on in the program, too, so stay tuned for all that. Shout out for the vets today, 701-271-1100. A few coming in by text already. Welcome those, 701-237-1590. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Back on What's On Your Mind, celebrating our veterans today. Barb sends a note. I want to honor my father, a World War II veteran, who is now deceased. He was a medic who served in Germany, France, and England, and treated burn victims. Thank you, Dad, says Barbara Weary. All right, Barbara Weary's dad gets a shout-out. And encourage you to call in, text in, email in, a shout-out to a veteran in your family. To celebrate the average everyday veteran. There's no such thing as an average or everyday veteran, but I'm saying, you know, we all have famous veterans that we hear about. Clint Romachet is one I'm thinking of today. Clint has an amazing story, and we've interviewed him often. And actually reached out to him today and said, or, you know, a couple of days ago, asking if he wanted to join us. And you know what he's planning on doing? He's today in Philadelphia with a Hiring Our Heroes event all day long. But anyway, Clint, Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient, and just incredible heroism. He's written a book about his time serving in Afghanistan. You know, there's famous veterans, but I think sometimes what gets lost when you're celebrating famous veterans is just that veteran that we all know that quietly just said, "Send me. I'll do what I need to do," and don't get the accolades. So. We've all got them in our circle and our families, and I have a family of veterans. It's so awesome. All uncles that, you know, off the farm, a lot of my mom's side that very young, you know, send me, and several of them buried in Fort Snelling, and, think about them. My dad actually had a very severe leg injury as a child, so he had a bad leg. He was never eligible for military service, but his brother served, you know, and out of the Vietnam era. I love the stories. I love celebrating. So if you have one you want to share today, just let us know and call anytime. Chris will get you right on at 701-271-1100 or text us at 701-237-1590. A lot of questions today related to this Senate majority leader position. And again, we had the conversation with Senator Cramer on Friday about this. There is a forum that's happening. It's sort of like a debate with just the senators, the Republican senators, which now number, I think, 53, if we include Dave McCormick in Pennsylvania, who's been declared the winner there. Bob Casey, the Democrat, still hasn't conceded in that race. And over the weekend, Chuck Schumer said, that race hasn't been decided, so McCormick shouldn't be at the caucus meeting. And I saw Mike Lee from Utah said, well, I'll escort him myself into the meeting, which is typical Schumer. Here's the deal. Chuck Schumer is the minority leader. He's toast. He's done. Mitch McConnell is no longer the majority leader. He's done. And that's not news. That was announced long ago. So there always was going to be a race for the new majority leader. But, of course, you don't know. Who's in the majority, and we didn't know until this week, in the last week, and the same thing, who's going to win the presidency. So a lot happens fast. I saw that Tucker Carlson said something about Mitch McConnell engineering a super fast vote. I don't believe this is unusual in any way as far as the timing is concerned. They usually do it fairly quickly after the presidential election because there's a lot of work to do to get set up and understand who's going to do what. So the race is a three-way race. John Thune from South Dakota, who's been the assistant majority leader, John Cornyn, and then Rick Scott. Rick Scott is obviously the preferred MAGA candidate. According to a whip list that was leaked this weekend, again, I guess whether that's accurate or not, we're probably going to find out. Rick Scott had 11 votes out of the 53, and Thune was in the lead by about 6 or 7 votes over Cornyn. On the list that was leaked, it showed Cramer and Hoeven as voting for Thune. That was, again, part of the whip count. But Senator Cramer told us on Friday he'd not yet made up his decision and had a list of things that he wanted to secure that would go along with his vote related to how they handle appropriations bills and different things. I think it's a good conversation. I think 53 Republicans ought to decide who's going to lead them. And they ought to say, here's what frustrated us about the past leader, Mitch McConnell. Here's where we think Chuck Schumer ate our lunch when we were in the minority. Here's where we blew chances when we were in the majority before. Get this right. Interestingly enough, Donald Trump has not weighed in on this. My understanding is a lot of conservative senators have asked him not to. To say, we don't want you to pick the majority leader. This is something for the 53 senators to do. But Donald Trump has put out some lines in the sand, like, for instance, how are you going to handle recess appointments? And over the weekend, that came up, and a number of them said, here's how we're going to handle recess appointments. So that's good. That's, again, kind of informing the process. And that's because Donald Trump wants to put his people in place as fast as possible. That should happen, no doubt about it. Now, I would think Hoeven and Cramer are probably going to be inclined to support Thune out of neighborly, decorum, right? So he's South Dakota, they're North Dakota. There's kind of a long been an alliance with the Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota Republicans. But as you heard Senator Cramer say on Friday, nobody's getting his vote until he finds out how some things are going to be handled. He specifically mentioned, the appropriation process, that the way they've been doing this in the past is not calling these votes. And this is how Schumer did it. He wouldn't call the votes on purpose so that there could be this 11th hour, pour everything into one bill, fire drill, rather than have regular order. So those are the kind of things that they go through. But it's going to be interesting to find out. Texture says the only one is Rick Scott. The other two are swamp rhinos. I think both John Cornyn and John Thune have issues based on things that they've said about Trump in the past. However, Donald Trump is not saying he's against either one of those. So, be cautious there. He's again letting this play out, which leads me to believe that he's okay with any of the three. John Cornyn, I forget the number, but it is like the most any fellow senator has raised for other senators ever. Like, he went out and raised a ton of money for Republican senators. I don't think rhinos do that. Do you know what I mean? So, you got to say John Cornyn, are there things that could... The biggest concern I have with John Cornyn is he's running for re-election in 2 years. So it seemed to me you need to focus on your race in Texas, not being a majority leader. No question about it. I think with J.D. Vance being a senator and being the vice president and presiding over the Senate, he's going to have as much sway as anybody. And I saw some folks say over the weekend that essentially he's the Senate leader. Now, that doesn't mean you wouldn't appoint a Senate majority leader, because there's all kinds of procedural garbage that goes on. And it's a chess match. You're constantly in a chess match. So I also think there's some advantages for Thune in that Thune knows how the Senate ran. Now, a lot of us don't like Mitch McConnell for understandable reasons. I think Mitch McConnell's time is done, and it's good for him to be gone. But I also saw Mitch McConnell as an incredible tactician as it pertained to the U.S. Supreme Court. The biggest firewall for the MAGA agenda is the United States Supreme Court. And if you don't give Mitch McConnell credit for maneuvering for Donald Trump, who can nominate, but McConnell has to get him actually nominated. He actually has to get him through the Senate. And what he did in stopping Merrick Garland and allowing Trump's first pick and then the other picks as well, look what happened with Brett Kavanaugh and how they tried the things they tried. I'm telling you what, the pressure in the Kavanaugh thing would have been very easy for some Republican to go south and lose that nomination. Mitch McConnell deserves credit for that. So Mitch McConnell, in my eyes, is a very good tactician, and I think Thune picked up a lot of that, and you need to be, right? So, I think the 53 senators ought to say Donald Trump won big. Our number one job is getting his agenda through. Here's how I'm going to do that. Make the case to their fellow members and get it done. But I'm just cautioning you that there's a lot of Twitter chatter. There's a lot of Charlie Kirk and Tucker Carlson and I'm trying to think who else is kind of in on that. Rand Paul would be another one. that are saying Rick Scott's the only guy, I would just temper your expectations a little bit to say they've got to be able to get the votes. And if somebody votes for, like, for instance, I think I saw Josh Hawley. Nobody questions whether or not Josh Hawley's MAGA enough, do they? Well, Josh Hawley's not voting for Rick Scott. I forget if he picked Thune or Cornyn. I think he picked Cornyn. I could be wrong, but he's not going with Rick Scott. You know, I think they're all doing it for their own reasons. I think Wednesday they're having a debate with all three of them. I think they ought to be vetted thoroughly. But I don't think there's any one of those three that are going to go in with the illusions that they're somehow in charge of the agenda versus Donald Trump being in charge of the agenda. They're not that dumb. Let's see. Who's waiting to weigh in from Williston? Tim. Tim from Williston. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Just kind of getting off topic here a little bit, but I want to thank all the vets on this wonderful Veterans Day. But one thing I'm calling about is I help out with the I'm a volunteer with the Western North Dakota Honor Flight. And with it being Vets Day, we just want to make sure that these, you know, veterans get signed up to go on both the Western North Dakota Honor Flight and also the Eastern North Dakota Honor Flight. You know, Fargo has a great flight. Bismarck has a wonderful flight. But we are in need. Bismarck mostly is in need of trying to get some help with donations and stuff like that. And and I listened to you on the flag up here out of Tioga. And hopefully we've reached out to some of the oil companies, and we really haven't had a lot of response back from them. But these flights cost a lot of money, and these veterans, they deserve this. I've went on two of them already, and I'm sure you've been on one. It's an amazing thing. So all they have to do is go to the website and sign up. It's real easy, and take advantage of it and be rewarded for what you've done for our country.
What is the website, Tim?
WesternNorthDakotaHonorFlight.org.
WesternNorthDakotaHonorFlight.
Yep. And that's the Bismarck Honor Flight. And they go all the way over into Williston, Minot. They go into Montana, where now everything east of Jamestown goes to Fargo.
So, anybody listening that's in a position to influence some corporate giving, that'd be great. And certainly, as you say, get those vets signed up, WesternNorthDakotaHonorFlight.com. I'll make a note. We'll do a show on both East and West Honor Flights. They are life-changing. They're amazing, the work they've done. Thanks for the call, Tim. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Yep, bye.
That's right. Celebrating America. Celebrating our veterans today. We're in Jamestown on the site of a facility under construction for Central Sales right along I-94. The tallest flagpole in North Dakota is going up. I think the closest is somewhere near here in Jamestown, maybe one of the state parks at like 130 feet. This one's 150. It'll be the tallest flagpole in the state of North Dakota. The flag raising will happen before the end of the show today. And kudos to Central Sales and the team here for making this happen. And it's a great way to celebrate vets. So we thought we'd come out here with Jim, the flagpole guy, and raise the flag today. Brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience awaits today. Let's see what we have for you. About some lasagna. Wahpeton and Glendon location have that today. Sloppy Joe's on 45th. Tater Tot Hot Dish. And Yulin. There's Taco Hot Dish along with Scallop Potatoes and Ham. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Bacon Cheeseburger Hot Dish in Harwood today. Cheesy Beef and Potatoes in Valley City. Exit 292 off I-94. Beef Stew, 12th and I-29. And Country Fried Steak, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Got a vet to celebrate today? Let us know. Let's celebrate veterans. Give them a shout-out. Call us at 701-271-1100. Who do you know that is a veteran that you want to remember today and thank? Be someone that served and has left us, someone that's still here today, someone that just goes about their life every day, but pledged to serve and defend the greatest country on the face of the earth. Today's their day, and we celebrate them wherever they are. So if you got somebody in the family or in your circle you want to celebrate today, you're welcome to call those in. Or you can call 271-1100. You can text us at 271. The text line is 237-1590. 237-1590. Texter says, Cornyn and Thune are deep state cronies. Senator McConnell turned down three different bills for election integrity and security in 2019, Senator McConnell refused paper ballots to get rid of the voting machines and no voter boxes. He refused to put those bills to a vote. Mitch McConnell's done. So I don't know that it does any of us any good to lament Mitch McConnell. I'm with you. Mitch McConnell was there too long, past his prime. I don't think Mitch McConnell's the Antichrist. I think Mitch McConnell, when you study what a majority leader and a minority leader need to do in the way to be successful, stop bad stuff, maneuver good stuff through, he deserves credit for the Supreme Court today that is the firewall to defend the Constitution that would have been there with or without Donald Trump's victory. Now, with Donald Trump's victory, that can be strengthened. That can be built on. So for that, Mitch McConnell deserves credit, but he's done. Okay, now we have three people nominated to replace him that are running for replacement. Is Lieutenant John Thune from South Dakota, John Cornyn from Texas, and Rick Scott from Florida. 53 members of the U.S. Senate elected by the citizens of their state to go there are the ones that decide who should be there to serve them. Okay? And you can be sure, as Senator Cramer told us on Friday, there's going to be things that frustrated the Republicans of Mitch McConnell that they're going to demand be done differently by whoever the leader is before they get their vote. That's why Cramer told us he hadn't decided. He's demanding a few things. He's going to hear from each of those three candidates on Wednesday, and they're going to vote on Thursday. That's how it works. That's great. That's great. That is. But make no mistake, what's driving the bus right now today is Donald Trump's agenda. He won in the fashion that he won, that it's a landslide. It's a mandate. So all I'm suggesting is you and I don't get a vote. We can encourage our elected leaders to vote for who we think should get the vote. I want a majority leader that, number one, is going to be loyal to the Trump agenda, and number two, knows what the hell they're doing. Because Democrats are very good at this stuff. And, you know, let me just say, I'm not saying this. Rick Scott has not been able to break 10, 11 votes amongst his colleagues. I don't know why. Why is that? Does that mean 43 are rhinos? I don't think so. I've seen people on the list I don't consider rhinos. I see people on that list that you know, if we called Donald Trump right now and said, Donald Trump, name me your top five senators, Kevin Cramer would be on that list because of what he has seen Kevin Cramer do for issues important to Donald Trump, like the Space Force, where he led the charge. So only thing I would say is don't get so wrapped up on who you believe is the Antichrist evil and who is the favorite candidate. Take a deep breath, take a step back, and say, okay, of the candidates, who would be best for the agenda? Not my guy is the guy and the others are Antichrist rhinos. Just, you know, that's all I'm saying. And know this, Donald Trump's in charge. J.D. Vance is the senator pro tem. There is enormous power that comes with that. Enormous power. So I think who's going to win this race is the person that both assures the majority of those senators who is actually going to do the job to get the Trump cabinet posted and the Trump agenda passed. And the only thing I'll say about Rick Scott, while he is certainly great on the agenda, I don't know if he's the tactician that they need to be able to play chess with the Democrats. Because this is a game of chess that you play every day as majority leader. It's a game of chess. So 53 senators get to decide. It's going to be fascinating to watch. Let's celebrate those veterans today on Veterans Day. Let us know if you've got a vet you'd like to give a shout-out to. It's 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Don in Minot sends a note. I want to salute my dad, Roy, and Uncle John Winden from Alexander. Both brothers served in B-24 bombers in Europe. Dad flew 30 missions with the 8th Air Force out of England. Uncle John flew 19 with the 15th Air Force out of Italy. They both witnessed the brutal air war over Europe from a front row seat. The 8th alone lost more men in combat than the Marines lost in the South Pacific. Wow. Some 28,000. I grew up hearing their stories. It's why I took up aviation as a career. Great story, Don. Thanks for sharing. 701-271-1100 to share yours. You can call us. You can text us at 701-237-1590. JT from Enderlin, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing great today. How are you?
Excellent.
Thank you.
I am a huge fan of your show. But I had an off-topic question. I got a gay family member with her gay friend, and they're worried that all their rights and stuff are going to get taken away by a Project 2025. And I assured them that Trump disowned that. But I look anything I look up, the Trump team is all over it. I was wondering if you could help me say something to ease them from being scared.
Well, first of all, I would tell them where were their rights threatened during a Trump administration the first go-around. I think, again, it's amazing. You know, Donald Trump is going to be with Joe Biden Wednesday in the White House. Now, wasn't all that long ago that we heard Joe Biden and Kamala Harris talk about him being Hitler and, the Antichrist and a threat to democracy and everything else. It was all campaign BS. So, what your family members have that happened is obviously being whipped up into a frenzy by these people. Project 2025 is a product of the Heritage Foundation. Trump's agenda is very clear. If you go to Trump's website, everything in the way of his policy proposals are there in his own words. Now, I think there's actually a lot of good things in Project 2025, but when you put out volumes and volumes and volumes of things saying you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you give people more things to poke holes at. So the Heritage Foundation and some people that previously worked for Trump said, look, if we have the presidency back and a Republican Congress, here's some things we'd like to do. You put out ideas and proposals. It doesn't mean that, oh, yeah, all of this is instantly there. But I think Donald Trump, just in his own actions as president, and even as a candidate, there was recently a gay wedding at Mar-a-Lago. Has that been done by any other Republican? I don't think Donald Trump hates gay people. I think Donald Trump, look at Scott Pressler, my favorite example, absolute warrior, absolutely a gay man that moved to Pennsylvania to get out the vote, and was celebrated again and again by Trump and his family and everything else. So, I mean, I think that's a lot of scare tactics on the left. I tell them they have nothing to worry about. Judge him by his actions, not by somebody else's boogeyman. He's going to do this, he's going to do that rhetoric is what I would say.
Yeah, I kind of tried easing her with that, but, she's all frenzied up by one of her real liberal friends, and there's not, anything I said, it was like hitting the chalkboard. That's why I was kind of hoping to have some concrete rocks to throw at her. But,
again,
actually look on the Trump site and open there, I guess.
Yeah, I posted something about Project 2025 this weekend from someone that kind of walked through the Trump agenda versus Project 2025. Again, you can't prove a negative. So they've all said, "Oh, this is what it means, and this is what's going to be." And again, I think most people just see something on Instagram and don't actually dig in into the details. I would argue that the vast majority of what's in Project 2025 deserves debate in this country. What ought to happen? I think they've been whipped. Whoever a friend has been whipped into a frenzy about this without any regard for facts. So all I would advise is say judge him by his actions as president the first go around. When none of your rights were threatened, nobody was dealt with in an unhumane, un-American fashion. Chill out, just relax, and don't go by what you see in some social media, whipped up frenzy. Just judge him based on what he does and what he's done. That's what I would say.
I agree. I love Donald Trump. I've been a huge supporter since 2009, actually. I do greatly appreciate your advice.
Appreciate the call. You know, the other thing is funny to me, Donald Trump was a Democrat, right? Then he was an independent. And Donald Trump's not an ideologue. Donald Trump's not the kind of person that is, he's pragmatic. He wants common sense back. So, again, the vast majority of what people think about Donald Trump has been informed by people that are absolute frauds, that are hucksters, that are thoroughly discredited, and guess what? They're now on the ash heap of history. 312 electoral votes a landslide, a new political coalition that has absolutely rejected the rhetoric of the left. So ignore them. They're noise. Joe in Fergus Falls, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm a USMC vet, and I'm with a MC called the Vietnam Vets Legacy Vets Motorcycle Club Worldwide. We are a motorcycle club for all veterans, past and present and future. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to my brothers in the club and thank them for their service. And we're always going to be pro-America.
God bless you. Tell me a little bit more about the group and what you do.
We're called the Vietnam Vets Legacy Vets Motorcycle Club, and we're a worldwide organization. And we all veterans are in our club. So you got to be a veteran to be in our club. And we our main goals and as a club are to serve POW MIAs and prevent veteran suicide with a deal we call Operation Zero. And I just wanted to just wish my brothers a good Veterans Day and to all those people that are out there overseas and serving abroad and at home here too. God bless you for what you do, and let's make America great again.
No kidding. Glad you called, Joe. Thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for the shout-out today. And Semper Fi, thanks to you for your service as a great Marine. We appreciate you.
Thank you for your support.
God bless you. Appreciate the call today. It's exactly what we wanted to celebrate on Veterans Day today. Jamie Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, Scott. Thanks. First, happy Veterans Day to everyone out there. And I never served, but just want to thank all those who have. And quick shout out to my grandparents who have been gone a long time now. But grandmother was in the Nurse Cadet Corps, which were later given veteran status. And grandfather was a medic in the Navy. So thinking about them today. Calling because your last caller, you told them the Democrats were calling Kamala Harris or were calling Donald Trump the Antichrist and Hitler and all that stuff, but it was J.D. Vance who called Donald Trump America's Hitler, and it was at the Madison Square Garden rally where one of those main speakers was calling Kamala Harris the Antichrist. So there's rhetoric on both sides. I don't agree with anyone calling anyone Hitler, but I think it was wrong for J.D. Vance to say that about Donald Trump. But I just want the record to show it's not just Democrats saying that. Republicans are as well, including Donald Trump himself.
Yeah, and to credit J.D. Vance, he's been very vocal about that, saying, hey, I got whipped up about Donald Trump from a bunch of people that didn't know Donald Trump. Then I actually got to know him, and I don't agree with it anymore. I reject it. I thought differently of it. So that takes a big man. I wouldn't say that about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the vast majority of Democrats who still to this day call him Hitler, call his rallies a Nazi rally, and say he's a threat to democracy. They were completely unhinged. Now, some of the rhetoric's going away now. But if we're lining up who has labeled Donald Trump all of those things, it's 99-1 Democrats versus Republicans. So I stand by that statement. But you are correct. J.D. Vance years ago said something similar and came to no different. God bless him for saying so. Appreciate your call. Thanks. Celebrating our veterans who built America, who defended America today on What's on Your Mind. And a shout out for a vet. Vets themselves want to reminisce a little bit today. Front of the line you go at 701-271-1100. Brought to you today by Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Here's what they do every day. Their mission is to help you protect your greatest asset, your home. From sinking driveways and steps and additions to adding egress windows for lighting and safety exits. Extra space in your lower level. Sealing cracks, repairing foundations, stabilizing and recovering dropping foundations, waterproof, installing drain tile, putting beams and wall anchors in to straighten or stabilize those basement walls. They do it all. Ramjack North and Precision Concrete Cutters. Before you pour that basement, they'll give you some helpful hints as to how to keep that basement free from seepage and drooping. They can help. PCCND.com. PCCND.com. Precision Concrete Cutters or call 701 701- 280-7038. We're in Jamestown today celebrating veterans. The largest flagpole, tallest of any in the entire state of North Dakota, is going up within the next half hour here in Jamestown, I-94, just a tish to the west of Jamestown, just a little bit to the east of the hospital and the new Ann Carlson Center. And the folks at Central Sales are building a new location here right along I-94. And the first thing that's going up, they're doing a little event today celebrating the project. The foundation's laid, but lots of work to be done. But the first thing that's going up is the flag, and it's happening today. And they chose Veterans Day to do just that. So that's why we're here, to help celebrate them and celebrate our veterans. Kurt from Twin Valley, you're next on What's on Your Mind. It's 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Kurt.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to give a shout-out to my wife, Janie, who is a woman veteran, 76 years old, and to all the women veterans of this country. That isn't really what I called, though. I called about one person who's given his ruthless time for the RNC and for help getting Trump elected, and there has been no mention of him whatsoever, and that is Mike Lindell from the Pillow Company. And I'm just wondering what's going on with him.
Yeah, we should get Mike back on. I've actually texted with him since the election. I think he's a happy guy, no doubt about that. I also think he was busy deploying some assets to some of these places where they were counting to make sure that we didn't just celebrate the Trump win and not fight on some of the battles for the House and the Senate. So I think his work was cranking there. But you're right. I mean, Mike turned his company upside down. He obviously was part of the cancel culture. I mean, the FBI take his phone and, you know, raid his business and shut him down, all because of his support for Trump and wanting to make sure our election integrity system was safe. He's a true patriot. But, you know, there's a lot of people
He hasn't even been mentioned. I'm just wondering if he's going to have anything to do with the party, you know, when it gets set up.
Yeah, it's a good question. What's next for him? Yeah, so we'll get him on the phone this week and ask him. How about that, Kurt?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate you remembering Mike too, because you're right. He's done well. Texter said, "I'm curious to why there's only three candidates for the Senate majority position. Why can't we have a Ted Cruz running in that position? Who decided it's those three?" Well, the Senate Republican caucus, anybody can run. So I think it's the individuals that decide to run, right? I don't think it's, you know, Ted Cruz, you can or you can't run. Ted Cruz wants to run. It's just I think you recognize I've got to be able to get a majority of the votes of the 53 senators. And obviously Thune being number two currently made some sense. By the way, James Lankford is running for the number two spot and unopposed. So that basically is going to be his. Tom Cotton, I think, ran unopposed for the number three spot and has been reelected to that, too. So it's really only the top spot now. One thing I also would caution on this race is you notice Donald Trump hasn't selected who he's for. So I think what Donald Trump is saying there is, I want to make sure whoever is elected by the 53 are going to be for my agenda. Therefore, I'm going to put out what I want. And he put out a tweet over the weekend saying recess appointments extraordinarily important to be able to staff up the administration, and all three quickly said we agree. So I think I think he's trying to influence that way. But for folks who are saying Rick Scott's the guy, if Rick Scott's the guy, why isn't Donald Trump saying Rick Scott's the guy? I would answer that Donald Trump recognizes things he appreciates in all three of the candidates and ultimately wants the 53 senators to pick their leader, which probably makes some sense, but also says, here's what I'm for. So, I get why Rick Scott is the favorite, because John Cornyn and John Thune have said some things in the past and done some things in the past that would lead you to believe they were less about Donald Trump and more about a different faction of the Republican Party. We ought to remember that, and we ought to hold them accountable for that, to say, were you wrong then? To an earlier caller's point, J.D. Vance said some things about Donald Trump that he now regrets. So I don't think that automatically disqualifies you. You know what I want? I want the Senate Majority Leader that is going to have the brilliance of Mitch McConnell to eat the lunch of the Democrats. And if you don't think Mitch McConnell ate the lunch of the Democrats, just do me a favor and go back and look at every time Mitch McConnell shepherded a Republican candidate through to the United States Supreme Court. And if you think that just happens by accident, so again, you want a master tactician. And having the policies is perfect. And I think Rick Scott has that. What I don't know about Rick Scott is, could he be that tactician? Does he have the skill set to go in there and do checkmate against the now minority leader, Chuck Schumer? Because these Democrats are really good at this stuff. They play the long game, and you need one to go in there. So I think it's telling that Trump has not yet endorsed any of the candidates and is letting this play out. But as far as why is there only three candidates, that's up to them. Texter says, I find it a little insulting that our kids have the day off from the school for holidays like Juneteenth and Indigenous Peoples Day, as well as countless early outs and in-service days for teachers, but not Veterans Day. At the very least, I hope the entire day at school is dedicated to learning about those who wrote a blank check with their own lives for our freedom, many of whom are still here and still owed a debt from us. I've said that for a long time. Why in the world on Veterans Day we are not? And again, maybe fine, keep them in school. But the whole curriculum, the whole day ought to be hearing from veterans. Ought to be, we're all in the gym. The whole school is there. And every school is going to bring in a veteran to tell stories about why it's important to serve and protect and defend this country. Don't disagree with you at all. Shout-outs for vets, welcome. Got a few more of those rolling in. Text them at 237-1590 or give us a call. More on this. We're live in Jamestown today at the site of the new central sales location along I-94. The biggest flagpole in North Dakota is about to be raised. The crane is getting ready to hoist that right now, and then the flag will go up, and we're here to watch it live celebrating veterans today on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, lasagna in Wahpeton and Glendon today. Valley City has cheesy beef and potatoes, Harwood bacon cheeseburger hot dish, taco hot dish or scalloped potatoes and ham, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th and I-29 beef stew, chicken fried steak, MP Avenue, Tater Tot hot dish in Euland, Sloppy Joe's on 45th, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Texture says, I'd like to give a shout-out to my good friend Gilbert Thompson, who lives in Wittenberg, Wisconsin. He was a medic in Vietnam. He received 2 Bronze Stars for his service over and beyond. He's been battling the effects of Agent Orange, with issues around his heart, there's so much of that out there. So thank you to Gil. Shout out to Gil. Others welcome at 701-271-1100 today. You can also text us a shout out, 701-237-1590. Let's get Mike from Minnesota in here before we chat with our next guest to talk about what's happening today in Jamestown. Mike, what's on your mind?
My wife and I want to give a shout out to our son, Nick Lundquist, who was in the Oregon National Guard. He did 2 tours of Iraq, 1 tour of Afghanistan. He's a wounded Iraq veteran. And he served with honor and bravery. And that's one veteran to another. God bless your son.
God bless your son. Tell me his name again. Your line's breaking up a little bit there, Mike.
Is Nathan Lundquist. He was Nathan. With the Oregon National Guard. He did
Thanks 2
tours of Iraq, 1 tour of Afghanistan.
And you're a vet yourself?
Yes, sir. I was a Vietnam vet.
God bless you. Those Vietnam vets I always think of on days like today because of, a sad chapter in American history and how they were treated after they came back. Singles them out for our thanks and our prayers and our shout-outs even a little more so. Mike, appreciate you. Appreciate your son. Thanks for sharing the story.
God bless. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. You as well. Our next guest, Jeff Romsdahl, is the third-generation owner of Central Sales. We're here today to celebrate this flagpole going up at the construction site of a new location. Thanks for joining us for a chat, Jeff, and thanks for having us today.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
You've got vets in your family you want to celebrate today, too, huh?
We do, yeah. I'm very proud. I was just telling you here before we went on the air, I talked to my 100-year-old grandma last night. She just turned 100 on November the 2nd. I'm actually the day after my birthday, November the 1st. But she just turned 100, and she She said she had has a faint memory, but she tends to recall everything. So it's amazing to me. And I wanted to share with you a few things. She actually served. She was a Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, wow.
Before World War II when World War II was going on. And she was born November 2nd, 1924. But she also then went on to serve for the Navy Waves, I guess is the division that she served in, which was the division that took care of the wounded.
Wow.
So she was a nurse, virtually, and took care of the wounded. And then that, when World War II ended, then she got out. So she was only in there a couple of years. But my Grandpa Bert, he was actually there when they liberated the concentration camps in Germany. He served World War II during World War II for 4.5 years. And he basically lived in a tank. He was in the Army Tank Division. And interesting enough, I'm a Massey Ferguson dealer. We originated as an Alice Chalmers dealer. My grandpa was an Alice Chalmers rep and became a dealer here 50 years ago. We're 50 years this year in business and happy to be doing all this now. Anyways, he worked for International Harvester, if you've heard of him.
Sure.
The old, now it's Case IH.
Yeah.
But he was an accountant. And International Harvester, my grandma was telling me last night, that they created their own unit for the war. And he actually joined before he was drafted so he could have a choice of what he did. So he joined this group with International Harvester. They try to recruit these young men that work for the company so they could have a choice of what they went and did and served. And so he was 4 years in a tank in Germany, France, and England.
Wow.
And was there when he liberated the camps in World War II. And the most fascinating thing I got to tell you, my grandpa died in 2007. But I remember sitting at his kitchen table, and the only time I ever saw my grandpa cry is when he talked about liberating the camps of World War II.
Oof.
And seeing piles of bodies at that time, which is hard to imagine, hard to believe.
Oh, to live with that forever.
Yeah, and we've got a long history of veterans in our family. My Grandpa John, who founded our business, served in the Army. I don't know a lot of his background, but he served in the Army for at least 4 years. I think it was maybe 8 years from what I remember him telling me. My brother, or my Uncle Bob, who actually helped start the business as well, I talked to him last evening as well to get his background and history, and he served for the Navy, and he repaired telescopes in the fast nuclear subs. He said the high speed nuclear subs. He would take the telescopes apart, repair them, put them back into the subs, and basically lived in the submarine for 4 years doing the repairs on those. And Grandpa phoned him up and phoned up my dad, who was a civil engineer in Chicago, and said, "Hey, you want to start this business?" 50 years ago, we started this business, 1974. I didn't. My grandpa and my dad, my uncles did, but
you're keeping that tradition alive, though.
Yeah, look at that flagpole going up there, Scott.
Yeah, starting to go up.
It's going up.
And talk a little bit about why you decided to do this. We're right along I-94, and this is the tallest flagpole in the entire state of North Dakota. Ginormous flag going up there, but this one will be higher than any of the other flags. And obviously, the building's not yet built; it's under construction. The site under construction, but you want to do the flag first.
I did. I tell you, I just think it stands for a lot of things. I think it stands for freedom, for hope, for prosperity. Glad we got the right man in the office this past election here. We have a lot of things to be thankful for. We wouldn't have any of it if it wasn't for our veterans and those who are active and our first responders and our military. And I think it's just a tribute. It's a tribute to those that serve currently, those that have served in the past. And I feel that it's deserving. And I think, Jamestown being really central to the state, it's kind of a centerpiece, I guess, and something that people will see for miles and miles and generations to come. So I think it's just, I almost felt it a responsibility in doing so. Thought about definitely having an American flag on the property, but then I started thinking about, why not put the largest one up in the state? That would be really cool.
It is really cool.
And why
cool.
not Jamestown, North Dakota?
Yeah, exactly. Harold Newman would be proud.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. Harold Newman and my dad were real good friends back in the day, and very, very strong community supporters. My dad was second generation in the business, and he was a big community man too, and Dad didn't serve in the military, but he also very much honored our veterans, and I just think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's so great. And the flagpole standing straight up now, folks. They're just putting it in, and, of course, the flag will go up in a little bit before we're done here today. But as you travel to 994, you'll see a new landmark here at the location of Central Sales. Tell us about what you got planned here for this site.
Yeah, so today it all came together where we're going to do our groundbreaking, and I kind of waited to do this until the flagpole was up. Then it started coming together, and Jim, the flagpole guy, North Dakota flagpole guy, U.S. flagpole guy, you know, he made it all coordinate so it could happen on Veterans Day. So I'm like, why not do it all on Veterans Day? Let's do our ground. Yes, we've got the concrete poured for the building, and, you know, the groundbreaking is obviously just a ceremonious time. But I thought, well, let's just do it all on Veterans Day.
Oh, it's great.
What a great thing to
great
do.
Great day to do it. And, of course, you'll have this brand-new, beautiful location. When will you be all moved in?
Yeah, so about a year. It's going to be about a year. And I think being realistic. I think they're thinking maybe 9 months, but I'm being realistic and saying probably about a year from now we'll be moving in and get rid of this mud that we've got out here, and we'll have nice pavement and a nice state-of-the-art dealership for people to come check out and for us to serve our local farmers and construction workers and the rest a lot better in a lot more modern facility. So
good for you. It says a lot about the investment and about you know, being bullish for the future and you know, doing it the way you're doing it with the flag first and the rest to come is pretty cool. Tell us about Central Sales.
Yeah, Grandpa started the dealership back in 1974. He was an Alice Chalmers rep, first as a service rep, then as a sales rep. The dealer here was actually retiring, and he thought, well, why not build a dealership right here in Jamestown? So started with a 50 by 100 foot building south of town, 3 miles, expanded to, by 1988, we were over 16,000 square feet. We remodeled back in 2012. Lost my grandpa and my dad very young. My grandpa was only 62. My dad was 63. Lost my dad 10 years ago this last summer. Had my uncles, my grandpa, my cousins in the business. Now it's just me. Fortunately, I'm able to carry it on. You know, we started as Alice Chalmers dealership. That company became AGCO in 1990. And then we've evolved into a Massey Ferguson dealership. We've been a Bobcat dealer for over 30 years, 40 years, I believe. And we're actually the number 23 in the nation, I guess, on their scale of top dealers. So we're proud to be that. We've grown that business quite a bit. We're a versatile tractor dealer, and we have a lot of short lines as well, Grasshopper and Unverfirth grain carts and such. And so just trying to carry on the tradition. We've got some great leaders. Shane Remick, my sales manager, general manager. Sarah Huebner, my accounting manager. Corey Hoffman, they're at the core. He's our lead tech, been with us over 30 years, 32 years. I got a lot of long-term employees that I'm proud of. And this is just for the future here. We're going to carry this business into the future by doing this and carry it on for generations to come.
Well, it's fun to be part of the celebration, and congrats on the flag going up shortly, and thanks for having us today. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Romsdahl, third-generation owner, Central Sales in Jamestown, just a tish to the west of Jamestown, just east of the hospital and the new Ann Carlson Center. You will not miss the flag, trust me. That's for sure. More after this. Last chance for a vet shout-out on the program today, 701-271-1100. Charlie Kirk coming up next on What's on Your Mind. We'll have more news on the Trump transition. Looks like he is named Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. That's a great pick. The great picks just keep coming. Tom Homan, of course, we announced at the beginning of the show, will be the Border Czar, which is a great pick. And this is called the Spoils of Victory. You get to put the folks in position. They're going to get the Trump MAGA agenda implemented. We love it. We'll be watching that very closely as we go forward. Before we let him go, we have one more vet shout-out here. Jeff Romsdahl from Central Sales. You have one other family member we need to get in here for a vet shout-out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, boy, can't get more patriotic than Toby Keith, the late,
right?
Great Toby Keith.
Exactly
right.
What
a great pick.
It's our super producer, Chris Larson, crushing the bumpers today. Yeah, it's been great.
He's doing great. No, I just quickly, off of the business here, just briefly, my brother Ben served in the Army, 82nd Airborne, served his first tour in Iraq and two tours in Afghanistan. I was on the front lines.
Wow.
Actually, if you remember back when we were training the Afghanis and they started turning on our troops, you know, he had some buddies that were turned on and murdered by the Afghanis that we were training over there. He worked the front lines there, became a drill sergeant after his tours, and then he got his choice to, after he became a drill sergeant, they give your choice on where you want to be stationed. He chose Alaska and absolutely loved it and finished up his career up there. But just a great man. He took the schooling that the Army gave him and ended up becoming a professional welder. Now he's traveling all over the place doing these big welding jobs. And
wow.
Now he's working on the grid up in Duluth right now, repairing a grid that's down. And but he travels all over. But just a great patriot, served as long as he could.
Three tours of duty. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Unreal.
Yep. Yeah. So it just wanted to give a shout out to him and very thankful and that he served and did what he did.
Fantastic.
To protect all of us. And we can't do what we do over here in the farm machinery world of farming or, you know, erecting this giant flag here unless we got guys like him protecting us.
And, of course, hire a vet and you'll quickly find out they just know how to get her done.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been trying to hire him for a long time, but I know he would be great, and we honor all veterans and would love to have more in our business, that's for sure.
All right. Another great vet shout-out. Thanks for that, Jeff.
You bet.
Appreciate it again.
Thanks again, Scott.
Yep.
And
flag's not up yet. Flagpole is up, but the flag is going up here shortly, so we're going to watch that as well here. Let's get Andrew on the road in here at 701-271-1100. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Just wanted to thank all the veterans out there. My grandpa was in World War II. My father was in Vietnam, and my oldest brother was in Desert Storm. Grandpa was Navy. Dad was Army, and then back to the Navy with my older brother. But I tell you what, the two people that I think about outside of family members most, for me personally, is Audie Murphy, who I read his book when I was a kid. If people aren't familiar with what Audie Murphy did for this country, you can look him up. He was a fantastic human being. And for me personally, Pat Tillman, the great football player for the Cardinals, and then died from friendly fire, and then, you know, the government lied about it, tried to cover it up. That's a great documentary. But Pat Tillman was a hero of mine. He saved many people before he got shot himself. So I just wanted to mention those two. Wow, Jamestown's doing a heck of a thing. And I just wanted to say God bless to all the veterans out there.
Amen. Well said. Appreciate you calling in. Thanks for listening and agree with you. There's some great, great vets out there. What I love about Veterans Day, and this is a tradition we started years and years ago, is, you know, hearing about, you know, veterans we don't know, because there's so many and so many families that have veterans and coworkers, and in the case of Jeff a moment ago, his brother, and it's just great stories. So the vets, the ones you know and the ones you don't know, the ones we celebrate today on the program. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Andrew checking in. Let's see here. Last chance. David Brunsvold is another vet we got a shout out for from a listener. David Brunsvold. Thanks for that, David. By the text line. Appreciate that very much. There is a momentous event happening here in beautiful Jamestown, North Dakota today, and it's fun to be able to celebrate Veterans Day with the raising of a flag, the highest flagpole, the tallest flagpole in all of North Dakota. It's going up. Actually, the flagpole's up as we speak. And a little groundbreaking event happening at the actual location. This is unique because a lot of times the flagpole's the last to go up, right? In a construction project. This is actually the first thing they're doing is putting this flag up. And then with over the next year or so, Central Sales will actually move into the rest of this location. The foundation's poured. And it's obviously a construction site. And they're having a gathering of folks celebrating it today. But they're doing it specifically for Veterans Day and raising the flag. So shout out to the whole crew at Central Sales for doing this today. And as you travel I-94, know that our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy has erected the tallest flagpole in all of North Dakota. And trust me on this, you won't be able to miss it if you're traveling I-94 just a little bit to the east of the hospital and Ann Carlson Center here today as well. Scott, it was mentioned about how schools should honor vets today. Well, Lake Park and Ottoman has a Veterans Day program. They sent us the program. Way to go. High School Veterans Day program. Lake Park and Audubon. We love it. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.